session number 24197, reel 7. Sorry, reel 10.
You mentioned that the major threat had sort of dissipated in relation to the Japanese. Getting back into civilian life, even though there was a war going on, how was that?
Well, I would have preferred to have had more time to recover before the manager of our branch in Perth was ringing to see how soon I could get back, and I was being urged to get back into the job because they were very short of clerical staff at that stage.
What sorts of difficulties do you think you had to get over in relation to getting back into civilian life?
Well, petrol was very short, and I was quite happy to get a Austin 7 because I got an extra allowance of petrol because of my disability, and it was very handy to be able to pretty well drive around where I wanted to go. My father wanted to swap his six-cylinder Chev for my Austin 7, but I wouldn't have anything of that. But he did have difficulty because he had to travel from Claremont to Cottesloe each day for his business.
I talk about, particularly after the war, I suppose, people describing the sort of situation in relation to getting back to civilian life as a difficult process often. Was it ever a difficult process in relation to what you experienced or...?
No. No, it wasn't difficult for me. I didn't have any difficulty in changing from the army to working for Dalgetty's. So I don't remember the area, the time being difficult or upsetting at all.
You mentioned obviously coming home at 43.
I was discharged in January 44.
January 44. There was still a year and a bit to go as far as the war was concerned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the most encouraging signs that you were to, that you can recall in relation to the war?
Well, the
and how it's going.
The fact that that the Australian Army was doing quite well in the in New Guinea, and the Americans were certainly had plenty of equipment, and they were attacking different islands, so it was fairly obvious that the Japs would be defeated. But of course there was quite a bit of fighting before that happened.
And in relation to, obviously, the situation in Europe, do you recall where you were, what you recall of the D-Day landings, for instance, June of 44?
Yes, it was pretty well covered on the radio. I don't think we had any TVs then. Anyhow, through the news, it was pretty well covered, and obviously the Allies and the Americans and the Australians were making good progress, and so that was in the Pacific, but also with the second front starting in Europe. What would that be? That would be 1944?
June 1944, the Allies invade Normandy.
That's right.
Well, a couple of months later, Paris is liberated.
Yes, and they were making good progress all over towards Germany. And with the Russians also in the war against and pushing the Germans back from where they got close to Moscow, I believe. At that stage, it was obvious to me that the war would be finished.
Being obvious to you that the war was going to be over fairly shortly, I mean, it was almost a year after D-Day that it was declared.
Hmm.
How was the Australian public doing it difficult, or how were they putting themselves behind the war, even though it was winding down? Rationing, well, I presume, was still...
Yes, I think the rationing had to carry on for quite a while after the European war finished because of the Japanese war. The war against the Japanese, of course. And, it's a long while ago and I can't really say how we felt about it, but I'm pretty sure we were quite happy realising that things would be over altogether.
When the day did come, May the 8th, 45,
mm-hmm.
What do you recall of that occasion?
Well, I remember that day quite well because I went into town and met quite a few of the boys in the pubs, and I managed to buy a few bottles of beer to bring home to celebrate the finish of the war. I think at that stage most of our battalion had obtained leave to get back to Western Australia. Although they had gone right through to New Guinea and Borneo, it might have only been some of them that had got leave to get home.
The celebrations associated with VE Day, can you give us an idea of what they were like?
Well, there's by that time I was married, and I didn't join in the celebrations too much, but I understand that it was quite hectic in Perth overnight, and even the next day I think some of them were carrying on.
What did it mean, do you think, for everyone to know that their side had won? The Germans had been defeated.
I think everyone was relieved for a start. And also everyone hoped that there'd never be anything like it again. And of course when the Germans were defeated, it was realised then also that we had to beat the Japanese.
In relation to the defeat of the Japanese, obviously we all know now the atomic bombs. What had you heard about the atomic bombs being dropped first on the 6th of August and then the 9th, Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Well, we all hoped that the use of the atomic bombs would finish the war, and it proved that at the time. I don't think anyone realised the devastation that the two bombs caused, but we realise that they are very powerful and new weapons, and that the use of them would probably end the war.
Obviously, August the 15th, VP Day, the feeling then that the war was completely over.
Yeah, well, the feeling was that it was over, and everybody was quite happy about it.
You're sort of getting on, okay, well, there's a war out of the way, now we'll just...
We're going to do something else now. Something like that. But that's what's nearly 60 years ago, so... I've only got vague memories of that.
Do you recall the sort of feeling in relation to looking toward the future? The brave new world, the better...
Yes, well, we realised also at that stage that it would take a lot of time for things to get back to normal. And the trade throughout the world, you know, had been disrupted. So it was expected that it would take some time before things came back to normal again.
In relation to World War One, people have said that World War One was the war to end all wars. So the Second World War was... What was the Second World War, do you reckon?
Well, nobody... I don't think anybody believed that it was the end of wars due to the fact that another war had started and Germany had tried to again to dominate Europe. I realised that wars would probably continue to happen after a few years.
Well, you were right, I suppose. We had Korea, Malayan incident, the whole situation in relation to Vietnam, Indochina.
Yeah.
The general situation now, even, America looking at going in and sorting out the Iraqi situation.
Yes. Mm.
The evil empire being announced.
Yes, well...
How do you see all that?
I think they're quite right in trying to squash it before it gets too big and causes strife right throughout the world. And I think if they get the approval of the United Nations that they will make that attack. They'll probably make it anyhow.
How do you think your experience during World War II was an education for you? What do you think you came away with?
Well, certainly taught me to understand people and how to get along with different types of men and... It also helped me generally, I think, to be a little bit more relaxed and not rush into things without giving it a bit of thought. I think it probably helped my character a little bit.
In relation to your situation, to what degree do you see it as an adventure now?
I don't think it might. We might have started off thinking it was an adventure, but it was pretty boring at times and a bit dangerous at times. It was just a different experience, as far as I was concerned.
You want to wind up, okay? Yeah. Just a couple of questions. The importance of mates. We've had a meeting just recently,
the 2nd and
28th.
Mm.
Tell us what the mates mean to you today.
Well, every time you get amongst them, you feel that they are part of a family. There's no doubt about it. If you get a group of men together and they experience difficulties that they overcome, or perhaps they don't overcome sometimes, it does help to bind them together. There's no doubt about that. Because here it is 60 years later and they're still having a reunion every year. I remember the reunions that the association had in the beginning. It was just as trying to keep up enough beer for them to drink and to stop the number of fights amongst them.
Not quite so feisty these days.
No, they're not quite so fierce these days.
In relation to this interview, your hopes for the recording, for someone that listens to this, what would you hope that they get from your story?
Well, I feel that any of the family hearing it would realise what the war was like, and also how difficult the times were, and perhaps be a little bit proud of the fact that their grandfather or great-grandfather or father had at least done his bit to help overcome the problem.
Would you like to finish it there?
Yeah.
Good idea. Thank you very much for all the help, Bob.
Yeah, good.